Hello, everybody. Welcome to Learn Mexican Spanish with Diego, episode number one, season number three. The title of this episode is Expressions with the Word Papa. And before we start this episode, I would like then to say thank you so much for supporting my podcast. I know then that some of you guys have been listening to it, and also you guys have been working hard to learn this beautiful language, and I'm really, really happy and honored to be with you and help you with this. So I made this commitment during this, this last December, just to work more on this project, to continue with it. And I would like to mention then that I will be having visual episodes. So those episodes will be available on YouTube. You guys will be able to see the slides and then the same, the presentation and all that. And then you will listen to the podcast. You will see then some illustrations and all that, the phrases written, which will be very helpful for those who need, to see and read and listen at the same time, which is something then that personally I need to do sometimes, though I am more like an auditory person. I learn more by listening, but still there are some people that might need then to have some visual support, let's say. So you guys will see now these visual episodes with some extra comments, with some extra activities, and that I hope you guys will enjoy. And I would totally then appreciate your support to the YouTube channel, because that will help me motivate me more just to work on this project. Okay, so again, welcome and thank you for supporting me, and then we're looking forward then to learning more during this year, and I'm more than happy then to share with you a few of the topics then that I selected for this year for the episodes, and I'm just hoping then that they are as useful as the other ones. And then I will be taking into account some of the suggestions that you guys send me via Instagram, which I really appreciate, and to be interacting with you and doing all these things, because it's really, really nice. Okay, so why don't we start? As I mentioned at the beginning of the chapter, we're going to start talking about the expressions with the word papa. Okay, el día de hoy vamos a aprender algunas expresiones utilizando la palabra papa. Ok, escuchen bien. Papa. Papa. Do you know what this word means? ¿Qué significa esta palabra? Papa. You might notice then that the word papa means potato in English. Ok, so the word is papa, and in a funny way, we use the word potato or papa to say, or to share some feelings, actually, in Spanish, in Latin American Spanish, in Spanish from Mexico. Okay, just be careful then, because the word papa, which means potato, of course, is not the same as papa. So it's papa, not papa. You might notice then that the word papa refers to father in English. So papa, potato, papa, father. Okay, papa, potato, papa, father. Notice the stress then at the end for the word father, papa, but the word that we're going to be using today is papa, papa, like that. Okay, so there are some expressions that you guys are going to be learning today, and that are really unique, let's say, for Mexican Spanish. These ones have different uses, and then you can use them in any situations. They can be a little bit informal, so just be careful then as well. Okay, algunas de las expresiones que vamos a aprender el día de hoy pues justamente son un poquito informales, pero son muy peculiares del español de México. Okay, aquí, como les comenté hace un momento, es necesario entonces hacer un énfasis, tener un cuidado con la pronunciación. Estamos diciendo papa, potato, y no estamos utilizando la palabra que utilizamos para hablar de nuestro papá, father. Okay, we're using papa, potato, not papa, father. Okay, so why don't we start then with the first expression, ¿ok? Vamos a empezar con la primera expresión. Y la primera expresión es, ¿qué papa? I'm going to break it down. ¿Qué papa? ¿Qué papa? Now, if you say the expression is, ¿qué papa? ¿Qué papa? Okay. This expression means that something is very easy to do, that you don't have any problems to do this activity. La expresión ¿qué papa? Significa que algo es muy fácil de hacer y que no tienes ningún tipo de problema para realizar una actividad. Escucha el siguiente ejemplo. Listen to the following example. El examen estuvo muy papa. El examen estuvo muy papa. One more time. El examen estuvo muy papa. So the exam was really easy. The exam was really easy. So it means you had no trouble to answer the exam. Okay? Excellent. So you can say that, and this is something that young people might use, but also adults can use it. Okay? So whenever you want to say that something was easy, you can say, oh, qué papa, qué papa. Cuando algo estuvo muy fácil, dices, qué papa, o qué fácil, which would be the formal synonym. Okay, qué fácil, qué papa. Okay, so this expression papa can also, of course, refer to food in general. Here we're talking then about the vegetable or whatever that is. And then, we say papa, okay? But then you can actually use this expression papa to make reference to work, okay? For example, you can say, and this is something that you hear actually with some people that you don't have any type of job, and then they want to say that they're working hard to, you know, to make some money. So they use then the word papa here to express that. For example, you can say, tenemos que conseguir para la papa. Okay, listen to this question one more time. Tenemos que conseguir para la papa. Once more. Tenemos que conseguir para la papa. Okay. Do you have an idea what this expression could mean? Well, as I mentioned before, then the expression tenemos que conseguir para la papa means then that we need to work to get our food, okay? This might not have any relevant meaning in any other language maybe, but in Spanish, it's actually, you know, very, very common, okay, to say. I mean, some people say that, okay? That they say, oh, necesito trabajar para la papa. And literally, they're saying that they need to work to get the potato. They need to work then to get food, okay? Excellent. Let's move on then. Then, the word papa in this case can have a different connotation, and then this can apply to you as a negative quality, okay? La palabra papa también puede tener una connotación distinta y tú la puedes utilizar también para referirte a ti mismo como una cualidad negativa, okay? Como algo que no haces bien, okay? Que tienes muchos problemas para hacer y que no eres bueno simplemente para hacer algo, okay? So you can say the word papa here just to say that you are bad at doing something, okay? For example, then you can say, listen to the following example here. Escucha el siguiente ejemplo. Pedro es una papa para el fútbol. One more time. Pedro es una papa para el fútbol. Okay, one more time. Pedro es una papa para el fútbol. Do you know what this expression could mean? Okay, that's right. That Pedro is terrible at playing soccer. Okay, so basically what you're saying here in English is like, you are a potato. If you want to translate it, you want to put it this way, you want to say, Pedro es una papa para el fútbol. You are a potato. He is a potato for soccer. Which makes no sense in English, okay? But yeah, you say, Pedro is terrible at playing soccer. You can say, soy una papa para cocinar, for example. I am terrible at cooking. Soy una papa para el basketball. I suck at playing soccer. I'm terrible. Or you can say, soy una papa para tocar el piano. I'm terrible at playing the piano. So this one is, I have seen then some people use this expression then to refer to another one, just as in some way of criticizing him or her, but not in a bad way. I mean, you can use it even with your friends, okay? You can say, oh, eres una papa para esto. And that's okay, okay? Esta expresión, aunque pudiera parecer un poquito, que hablas acerca de que estás haciendo una cosa mal, pues yo lo he escuchado también con personas que lo usan solamente entre amigos y así para decir que alguien es muy malo, ¿no? Para hacer esta actividad. Pedro es, por ejemplo, puedes decir, Pedro es una papa para el fútbol, o Pedro es una papa para el básquet, o Pedro es una papa para cocinar, o para trapear, o hacer otra cosa, ¿no? Entonces puedes utilizar esta expresión de esta manera y así entonces hacer este énfasis, ¿no? En que alguien es malo. Y es una cualidad, por supuesto, aunque ¿okay? Es una palabra que te describiría a ti y te describe que no eres bueno para algo, ¿ok? And remember, just this word then can be used that way. And here, it's important then to keep in mind that you will need the verb ser for this expression, ¿ok? Necesitarás el verbo ser para esta expresión, ¿ok? So, yo soy, tú eres, él es, ella es, nosotros somos, ellas son, ellos son, ustedes son, etc. And then, just something that you need to keep in mind is that if you're using this word in plural, or you want to say for other people, then the word remains singular. For example, you say, ustedes son una papa. Uh-huh. That's how you would use it. You wouldn't say, ustedes son unas papas. Mm-mm, not really, okay? Ustedes son una papa. So just remember then that the word papa would remain singular. Great, great, great. So there are just a few other uses of this expression and I wanted to share with you. So one that I mentioned to you was the plural word of this. So if it's papa, if you remember how to make plurals from some of the episodes, then we say papa, the plural, papas. Exactly. Papa, papas. Papa, papas. Okay? And remember, this is not the same as papa and papas. Papa, papas. If you remember that episode in which we talk about the family, then, the word papas then refers to parents. Okay, parents. So, be careful, okay, when you're using this word. Papas is not the same as papas. Great, great. For example, if someone tells you, si alguien te dice, quiero presentarte a mis papás. Listen to this expression. Quiero presentarte a mis papás. So then, what do they want to do? This person is telling you, I want to introduce you to my parents. I want to introduce you to my parents. Quiero presentarte a mis papás. If this person says, quiero presentarte a mis papás, that's incorrect. Completely incorrect. You don't want to introduce anyone to your potatoes at all. Okay? There you go. So be careful then with the plural form. And then the emphasis again applies. Now, also, as you might be well aware, okay, the word papas then refers to actually French fries or chips or any sort of snack, no, like Lay's or whatever brand here we're using. And then this is very common between young people that you can say, vamos por unas papas. Vamos por unas papas. And this is ironic because then you can say, vamos por unas papas, which is like, let's go and get a snack. Let's grab a bite. But then you don't necessarily have to get papas. I mean, you can get, you can get some French fries, you can get some chips, or you can even get, some candy, whatever. But whenever someone tells you, vamos por unas papas, is making reference that they want to get a snack. Okay, it could be any sort of Mexican snack. Okay. And then, in Mexico, of course, we love papas, okay? As you guys can see in the illustration, the YouTube video, then we have different types of papas. Then we have the ones that look like chips, and then we have the French fries, and then we have these big bottles of salsa, which we often use them. We squeeze lime and all that, and then we have some other ones, which are called frituras, okay? Frituras are different. They're not necessarily made out of potato, but they are really good. And you can find them on the street everywhere, okay? Y sí, en México, nosotros nos encantan las papas, okay? Aquí en México puedes encontrarlas en la calle, en cualquier puestecito. Y recuerda que puede ser cualquier tipo de papa, ¿no? O sea, no necesariamente la papa frita o las papas a la francesa. Pueden ser algunos que llamamos como tornillitos o chetos o así, ¿ok? Y cuando alguien te diga entonces que vamos por unas papas, es que van a ir por un snack y que van a comer algo en la calle, ¿ok? Y como saben, por supuesto, en la cultura mexicana tenemos pues deseo de comer y comer y comer siempre, y hacemos muchas cosas con papa. Y de hecho tenemos unos deliciosos tacos de papa. Los tacos de papa, como pueden ver en la ilustración, son unos tacos hechos de tortilla de maíz que están fritos y rellenos de una papa que está normalmente smashed, y se cubre con lechuga, salsa verde, crema, queso y rábanos en algunas ocasiones, y se sirven calientes y son deliciosos. Los puedes encontrar en la calle y son deliciosos en pequeños restaurantes. I just wanted then to say then that we in Mexico, of course, as we love eating all the time, then we have this we have this dish that's called tacos de papa, or we call them flautas sometimes. And then you usually have around three to four tacos served in one plate. And then these tacos are fried. They're made with tortilla. And then you stuff them with some mashed potato that's fried. And then we just dip them with some green salsa. We cover them with sour cream, then with some cheese. And they're really good. You can find them in restaurants and all that. And they're really good. And here in Mexico, they're everywhere. Even if you go to a tiendita or whatever, to a stand, you will find them. You will find them. They're really good, okay? So as we said then, that is then the thing that we have, no? Tacos de papa. And lastly, we have then this expression here, and I wanted to share it with you. In Mexico, we love our papas. This might sound a little bit similar to the one that we just heard, no? Puede sonar muy similar a la que escuchamos, no? En México, amamos a nuestros papás. In Mexico, we love our parents. And yeah, this is something then that's really common to Mexico. Here, you will see then many people living with their parents, even that when they are in their 20s, in their 30s sometimes. And that's really common, okay? And then it's just Mexican culture is more family oriented. And then we tend then to show this sort of appreciation then for our parents. Okay, so in Mexico, we love our papás. En México, amamos a nuestros papás, okay? Y es muy común, como les comentaba, es algo que es muy interesante de la cultura mexicana. Algunas personas lo ven muy extraño, no está mal. Cada cultura, por supuesto, es diferente y respetamos, ¿no? Pero en México, sí, el lugar que tienen los papás, pues es muy particular, ¿okay? Entonces, sí, vas a ver a gente que tiene 20, 30 años aún viviendo con sus papás. Son muchos factores, pero en general es porque existe también una cultura, ¿no? Más orientada hacia la familia. Ok, excelente. Pues muchas gracias. Ahora, lo que vamos a hacer es un pequeño ejercicio en el cual quisiera entonces que pensaras en la manera en la que puedes utilizar la expresión papa, ¿ok? Por ejemplo, ¿cómo podrías decir en español la siguiente frase? So what I want you to do now is just to think about an expression or the way you can use this the word papa in one phrase, okay? For example, how can you say, for example, that, the soccer game was really easy for the players. Okay? Or how can you say then that, I don't know, my best friend is terrible at, I don't know, let's say, at, oh my goodness, he's terrible at, I don't know, at playing the violin, I don't know, whatever. I want you then to leave a comment in your podcast, in the podcast or on the YouTube video. I would really, really appreciate it. And I want to see how you want to translate this expression. And then, well, let's see. Let's see how you use it and you incorporate it into your vocabulary. So, muchas gracias. Muchas gracias por estar en este episodio del día de hoy. Y sobre todo por volver a escucharme. Les agradezco mucho su apoyo. Los invito a que me sigan en mis redes sociales, en mi Instagram, en mi canal de YouTube, y que me apoyen en este proyecto tan interesante. So thank you so much then again for being with me, and I invite you then to follow me on my subscribe and follow me on my social media to you know, join me on YouTube. That will help me a lot, and then that can help me then to have the motivation then to continue working with this project. Okay, so thank you, and then I'll see you then in a couple of weeks with another episode. And remember, this episode is for you. And then I'm really, really looking forward to listening to your comments and to see which other topics would you like me to explore. And of course, I will just like make this agenda to cover the topics, and then you can listen to the topic that you want. Okay? Muchas gracias por todo. Recuerden que este podcast es para ustedes y seguimos en contacto. Todo lo que me comenten, que compartan conmigo, va a ser justamente algo que tomaré muy en cuenta para los siguientes episodios, ¿ok? Cuídense mucho, saludos. Recuerden que un poco de español es mejor a nada de español, ¿ok? Remember that a little Spanish is always better than no Spanish, ¿ok? Take care.